Today's guest is not only one of the most well-known street lifters across the world, but also one of the best. His name is Pere Coll, and he's a Spanish street lifter and the last year's winner of the minus 87 kg class at the World Championship. But most of you will probably also know him from his muscle-up world record attempt with incredible 51 kg. But the reason why I invited him today is that Pere will this year come to Germany, not only in October for the European Championship, but also already in June for the German Open, of course. So yeah, what he's doing there, why he comes to Germany, and also in general about his plans, streetlifting in Spain, and much more, we will discuss in today's episode. So stay tuned, don't forget to leave me a rating, and if you wanna have some further guests in the next couple of weeks, just put it into the comments, and I'm happy to reach out to the people. And yeah, so I would say, let's go and directly jump in. Welcome to the Muscle Up Podcast, the first international streetlifting podcast, which will be all about lifting heavy weights, doing fancy skills, and listening to interesting stories from the best athletes across the world. I'm your host Nadine, and now let's get started. So welcome back to a new episode of the Muscle Up Podcast. Today I'm sitting here with Pere. He's the minus 87 kg world champion, and also the world record holder of the Muscle Up at the moment. So I'm really excited that you took the time, Pere. First of all, hello to you.
Hello, Dani.
And yeah, before we properly start, it would be great if you could just quickly introduce yourself so everyone got an idea who you are.
Yes, of course. Hello, everybody. My name is Pere Coll. I'm from Spain. I'm 25 years old now. And yeah, I'm really excited to be here in your podcast. I got really excited when you told me to come. And I've been doing street lifting for 5 years now. And I've been into calisthenics for 10 years. So yeah, lots of experience.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that would already lead to my first question. 10 years is quite a long time. So you started when you were 15 already?
Yes. When I was about to do the 15 years, mm-hmm. I did my first muscle up. I have a video of myself with 14 years doing my first muscle up.
Okay. So that's why you are so strong maybe already.
Well, yeah, a very, very long time in the field.
What made you go into calisthenics? Why did you decide to start training for it?
Well, I was a swimmer back then, and I saw a video on YouTube of the Barr brothers and Nestor Medrano, which, it was one of the first starting calisthenics. I think it was Fran Medrano, one mm-hmm. of the guys, and I just wanted to be like them. And I went to the park with my friends and we tried a few stuff. And, you know, our goal was, we want to be like them in terms of skills. There weren't much skills back then. Some air walks, some muscle ups, some handstands, but nothing much. And we went to the park and started training for that.
Okay, nice. And then at some point you switched to streetlifting or skills at the moment as well?
No, I don't do skills at the moment. I mean, I can still do some skills like pro lever, handstands, maybe a few seconds of planche. But I switched to street lifting because when I went to the park, there was a group of friends who did, more like a street workout, more like freestyle and all this stuff. And I didn't feel comfortable doing this because I was heavier, more mm-hmm. muscular. Not so much mobility and flexibility and agility to do all those things. And I always took to doing like repetitions and trying the static elements. And one day, a friend of mine introduced me to lifting weights, basically. And it's when I decided to start doing street lifting, which it wasn't a thing back then. It was just weighted calisthenics. And we used to do lots of repetitions with lower weights, not one rep max. But yeah, it's when I started to work with weights because it was what suited me the best.
Yeah, so you always were a little bit more muscular than like a normal calisthenics athlete already.
Yeah, exactly. And I was afraid of doing all the, 360s and all this stuff. So I accepted my fate of not being good at street workout and statics and went to what I was good at, which was lifting weights.
I can relate to that. For me, it's mostly the same. So, how tall are you, by the way? When can I ask you that?
1 meter and 80 centimeters, yeah.
Okay, yeah, for the calisthenics, classic
Yeah, it's
calisthenics, I think maybe already a little bit too tall then.
too tall. I was 78 kilos, so it was, in the higher end of the athletes and the workouts, too heavy for doing static elements. Obviously, there are some exceptions, but I was very good at front lever, obviously. But my planches and everything were super, super bad, and I don't know why. Just maybe my leverages and everything, but I'm not good at doing planches.
Makes sense. Okay, so but then at some point you switched to street lifting. Did you already start to train legs at that moment, or only the
No,
upper body part?
back then street lifting was only dips and pull-ups. Pull-ups, not chin-ups, pull-ups.
Important
Chin-ups
to
was,
mention.
yeah, it was not even included in street lifting back then. And the competitions, the first street workout competitions, sorry, street lifting competitions, it wasn't even called street lifting. It was called like weighted calisthenics competition. And you had to do, the pull-up and only the dip. So I didn't start training legs. I started training legs when there was a competition in Austria, in Vienna.
Ah,
And
okay. Yeah,
it
I
was the
heard of
first
that
time
competition. Yeah.
that, organized by Nick Thibault, and it was the first time they put some legs in it, and I had to start working out my legs.
Oh, poor you.
I mean, I'm glad I started because it also helped me develop a stronger upper body. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah,
Does it
yeah.
help you?
I think that being so much discompensated within upper body to lower body, it was an issue because it was too much. I think that your body cannot grow that much more in the upper body. You don't have also like more or less proper legs. I
That's true.
mean,
That's true. Yeah.
maybe training legs, I don't know, 2 times a week like I'm doing now, it's too much. But maybe the optimal, if I didn't want to do squats, but I wanted to have a proper upper body strength, would be to train legs more like functional training. But I was doing nothing back then with my legs, so it's good to train the legs, I think.
You were like one of the gym bros that is only doing like chest and
Exactly.
biceps training every day.
Exactly. Yeah, because my goals was to lift as much weight as I could in pull-ups, muscle ups, doing floor levers, and all this. So as it was not in my goals, I didn't train for it.
Makes sense. So one
Yep.
question I gotta ask you is, like, if you have any tip for me, like, what is your secret for your great pull? Like, you're one of the strongest pullers at the moment, and what was it already always in also in earlier times your best discipline, or?
Well, as I mentioned before, I was very good at floor levers and also muscle ups, which is practically the same in terms of
Of course.
leverages and everything. So, I don't know how much weight I could lift in the very early days, but I could do 12 pull-ups when I the first time I went on a park. So maybe
Just
we could
out of
assume like,
nothing. Like you never trained for it, you just did it and
well, I used to be a swimmer, so you're all the time pulling water, so it makes sense that I can do
Okay.
12 pull-ups. Maybe for
Yes.
1 reps max, I could have done, I don't know, 20 kilos or so. But some years later, where I was training with lower weights for many repetitions, I remember a day doing 70 kilos pull-up. That's the first time I ever tried for 1 repetition max pull-up. I already could do 70 kilos, but
Wow.
that was because I had done lots of repetitions in the background and floor levers and everything. So I don't know what tips to give you, but I would work on a lot of accessories and lots of complementary work apart from doing just pull-ups.
So, what is your best accessory work for pull-ups then? Your best
My
exercise.
sorry, what?
Your
The
best
accessory.
exercise.
Back then, I was just doing lots of floor levers and lots of muscle ups. I mean, because I was training in a park, and I had nothing much. I used to bring the weights from home, like a couple plates or something. But yeah, basically, during all my career, I've been doing lots of unilateral exercises to compensate the back and everything. That's very, very important. Like vertical pulls, horizontal pulls, any kind of angle you want to pull, like just put exercises and yes, and to basically to
Okay.
get stronger.
So I don't need to do front levers to get
No, I
stronger.
haven't done floor levers for a while now.
But you can still do it.
Like 15 seconds or so.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, not bad with
Pretty strong.
my current legs, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Now you started properly training legs recently, right?
Yeah, getting
I
bigger day by day, yeah.
from what I see on Instagram now, it's only leg days.
Well, I post like more or less every day what I train. Today I did pull, by the way. But yeah, on Wednesday and Saturday, I am usually doing legs.
So when did you start to really focus training legs? What was like?
Yeah, because that competition was in 2019, I think, the one in Vienna, and I trained for 3 months legs, and I got a 120 kilos squat, but then
At least.
I stopped training legs because there was not upcoming competition with legs, and I didn't want to train legs. But then there was another competition here in Spain that started introducing the legs. And I was like, okay, I need to train legs. And then I started training legs. But yeah, I stopped for some period after the competition from Vienna.
Do you still feel like that is like something that puts you behind other people that maybe always squatted their whole career? Or like, for
I
example,
mean,
Timo, when you compare
of
yourself?
course, in Germany, I have a very strong athlete, Timo, who can squat 270 and more, which is crazy, which obviously puts me back. But I have I have such a good upper body exercises that I can allow myself to do a lower squat. But yeah, my plan is to increase the squat while more or less maintaining or slowly increasing the other exercises. So hopefully, if I get a proper squat or maybe like, I don't know, 250 kilos, which is not a crazy squat, but like a decent squat, I already have a huge, huge lead from the others.
Makes sense. So your goal for this year is to reach the 250.
Well, for this year it would be 240. I'm not in a rush to improve the squat. I prefer to go slowly and try to avoid injuries and have a good technique. So,
Makes
but yes,
sense.
240 would be nice. 250 would be ideal, obviously, but you know, time will
More is
tell.
always better.
Obviously.
Nice. So then maybe let's connect that to your goals in general for this year. You will compete at the German Open. One of the questions there from Instagram was, first of all, if you plan to max out at the German Open, probably that comes from someone that is afraid of you.
I'm not planning to max out in the German Open. I mean, well, in powerlifting, there are like minimal weights you need to lift in order to access like the World Championship or European Championship. In true lifting, they don't do that. They are only going to classify the top eight athletes of each category, and one it's secured for an Italy competition, so it's only the seven top athletes. So I don't know how much. I mean, if I knew I had to do, for example, let's say 500 kilos to classify, I could do 505 kilos. And I would be happy with that. But as I don't know, I'll have to go maybe around, I don't know, 510 to 520 kilos, something like that. I should be safe to classify. I don't know. I will have a look at the Belgium competition, which is the weekend before, and the Italian, which is in a month. But yeah, around that. So I'm not planning to max out, especially not in the dips, because I've struggled a lot with injuries. And yeah, maybe in some exercises I will plan to max out, but not in overall for sure.
What was your total at Worlds? Can you remind me?
I have the certificate there, 557.25.
Okay, and then you plan to do now 510 or something. That's
Yeah,
way
so
less, right?
yeah, exactly. Like I can easily like, you know, take 10 kilos off from the pull-up, 5 off from the, you know, 5 from there, 10 from there. Like I can comfortably do these weights. So yeah, I'm not planning to max out also because like going into competition to max out takes lots of effort and time to prepare. Like, you know, the preparation for the competition would be longer. So I would need to sacrifice more things, and I prefer to take it easier on that one and do the big sacrifice for the European championship.
Makes sense. So you save it all for the Europeans then.
Yes. Maybe in some exercises I will try to go harder. Maybe, I don't know, some good muscle ups. I don't know, but we will see. We will see.
Depends on your mood then.
Yes, and the injuries and everything, because I've always struggled a lot with the chest tendons. I'm always having pain there, and currently I'm only training dips once every 2 weeks.
Oh,
So
wow.
yeah,
Okay.
I mean, so it's pretty bad. So yeah, that's why also I'm not risking having an injury there, or you know, yeah, I prefer just to take it easier.
Makes sense. But is there anyone who you are afraid of in at the German Open that could maybe be dangerous
Well,
for you? Now, Timo is not in your class
yeah,
anymore, so.
that's sad. Yeah, actually, like Timo is not in my class. Also from other countries, I don't think if the Adamantium Ludovico, the guy from France who was third in my in our category. I think he will not be competing this year. So I don't really know from Germany who's going to be there at 87. So I'm not afraid. I don't know. I'm just going to go there, do
Yeah, you just
my
let yourself
total, and
surprise.
just, and yeah, that's it. If I see someone stronger, it's going to be cool because of the motivation and everything. But yeah, I don't know.
So
Should
if
I
you
be
see
afraid of
someone,
anyone? Should
if I
I be
know
afraid
someone,
of, do you know someone?
I don't know. I mean, I know a few that will compete at the 87 class, but I'm not sure if anyone is capable of doing more than 500. So I don't think so that you need to be afraid.
Yeah, I
But
don't know.
well, you never know. Maybe there is some newcomer or someone made really good progress. You never
Yeah,
know. But
it would be
yeah.
cool to see, yeah.
But I don't expect actually. But well, we'll see.
Yeah, of course, we'll see. If I have to push harder, I will push harder. I mean,
Yeah. That's your
yeah.
benefit.
Yes.
You have still something in the
Exactly. I
bag
have
to
lots of
try.
margin to like adjust the weights and everything just to make sure I classify for the Europeans. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that will this should be possible usually.
Yes, of course.
Cool. So then maybe let's head over to another question from Instagram. That one question was, when did you start to eliminate your swing at the muzzle up? So from when we know you were muzzle up, you don't swing at all or really like really small just. And why maybe also.
I mean, the thing is that the more weight I put, the lower I have to swing, basically because it's harder to control the weight. Actually, the swinging from the World Championship of last year, where I did the 51 kilos, I didn't even think of the swing. I don't know that I just exited the box and the swing was the swing I normally do. But in my workouts, I'm trying to do smaller swings because when you have so much weight, you don't actually need the swing to overcome the bar because you can push the weight with your legs and you can force yourself to go backwards. So all your strength is focused on just going up and not going around the bar. So I think that's why it's better to do the lowest swing possible, especially with higher weights. If maybe you're doing 10 kilos, maybe the resistance is not enough for you to overcome the bar with pushing with your legs forward. But yeah, also always the lowest swing, the better, in my opinion.
So you assume that the more people get into the weight ranges you are already in at the with the muscle up, then the more people will also adjust to your form, your technique.
I mean, if you look at the best muscle ups regarding swing, more or less everybody does very little swing because if you do lots of swing with very, very heavy weights, I mean, the transition is super hard because the weight is swinging too much. But if you say my technique regarding how I put the plates and everything, I've seen a tendency of more people doing my technique lately, which I don't want to attribute this to the fact that I did the world record with that technique, but I think it's the most optimal and easier technique for the weighted muscle up, so it makes sense that people is trying to try the technique. So
Yeah,
yeah.
they always try to copy the ones that are good in things, right?
Yes, but there's no problem with that. I mean, if someone is stronger and maybe with that technique gets crazier lifts than I do, I mean, no problem.
They can take your
Yes.
technique.
At least I can say that I was the first one to cross the 50 kilograms in competition, which is already a big accomplishment.
When will you cross the 60 kg then?
I don't think I will ever cross the 60. I mean, it's just too much. I've done muscle up pulls with 55 kilos, like only
Okay.
the swing and the pull, and it feels heavy, like very heavy. So I don't think 60 is going to be possible for me, but maybe 55 would be already a very good number. Basically, because I'm too heavy to. I think someone will eventually cross the 60 kilograms, but for me, I'm too heavy, like around 90 kilos. So it's hard to actually generate that much power With 60 extra kilos, you know.
Well, but you are still, compared to others at your size, you're still pretty light. Like, for example,
Yes.
same size as you, and he's like 20 higher almost.
Because he's fat, but yes.
Ooh, don't let him hear that.
no worries. I tell him very usually in Instagram, so don't worry.
But do you plan to maybe some point also switch weight classes and go up to the 94 class?
Maybe I could go to a 94 class, but for example, this year I'm not going to a 94 because two reasons. The first one is because I want to try to do a better muscle up than previous year, which if I go up on body weight, I can tell you that it's going not to be possible. So that's reason number one. Also, another reason is because my squat it's not at the competitive level for the 94. So that's another reason, and also because I don't know. Right now I'm at 93 kilos. Which
Which is
you might think that it's a lot,
perfect for
but
the class.
exactly. But if I don't know, like stop taking the creatine, do a little bit of cutting, and do the water deload, I can perfectly enter the 87 category with no problem. So that's why I don't see the point still on going up a category.
Okay, I see. So this year you will still prioritize probably the upper body lifts then versus the squats.
Yes, I'm always prioritizing the upper body lifts. I mean, that's what I really like. I mean, I love doing squats. It's very cool, but I prefer doing crazy muscle ups and crazy pull ups and dips rather than having a just like a little bit better squat. Maybe in terms
Okay.
of total, would be wiser to go to 94. Maybe lose 5 kilos in the muscle up, maintain the pull up and the dip, but get 15 kilos more of a squat or 20. But I prefer the other way.
You still want to be known for your crazy upper body lifts and not for your crazy squat yet.
Yes, of course. I like it more.
Great. Okay, so then maybe let's do the next question from Instagram, which was, what's your day job? And if the person who's asking the question also needs to study literal rocket science to get that muscle up.
Wow.
Well, I think
So,
that's an insider, so maybe you have to explain a little bit.
yeah, so I studied aerospace engineering here in Spain.
Ah, okay.
But I've never worked of anything related to that because basically when I finished the university career, COVID started, so you know there was lots of people you know that had to leave their jobs in my sector, so it was very hard to find a proper job, at least here in Spain. Maybe I would have to have moved to the north,
Germany.
but. Maybe. But here there was not an option. And I started being self-employed and I started building websites for companies. And right
Okay.
now I'm working with a company from here, Barcelona, and I'm managing the website and the database. And I've been with them for quite a long time. Also, I started a company with a friend of mine in the past. And right now I'm doing that with that company, managing the website. And I have my own projects. And I am also doing online coaching for some athletes.
Okay. So you also
And
coach for street lifting or?
yes, I coach for street lifting. And actually, I developed a website just for myself for doing the coachings recently, which is something cool, knowing how to develop websites so I can do
Makes
the
sense.
what I really need, very specific. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
So mostly working as a website in a designer then probably, or yeah.
Yes, well, now I would say 50-50, like 50% online coaching, 50% website designing. Yeah.
Okay, do you only coach Spanish clients or like all around the world?
No, all around the world. I coach more clients from outside Spain than from within Spain. Yeah.
Okay, that's also the reason why you speak so good English for a Spanish guy. I need to say like.
Well, yeah, it's important to speak proper English to communicate with other people.
Makes sense.
Actually,
Okay.
that was a problem because the topic regarding final rep in Spain and the fact that I am having to go to Germany to actually classify for final rep is that the organization from Spain doesn't speak English,
Ooh.
or at least maybe just a bit, but doesn't speak English. And moreover, they are not interested in sharing with final rep, so they didn't agree on validating our Spanish nationals for final rep, which is a pity because my ideal plan was to go to our nationals and then go to final rep. But so yeah, that's also one thing that not many people here in Spain speaks English, which is very sad. I actually had to create a WhatsApp group with the best lifter from Spain, and I explained them how was the situation and everything regarding final rep, because otherwise I would be the only one who would come to final rep, because the other ones wouldn't even know how to apply and everything. So yeah,
Okay.
maybe also the others are not that much interested as I am. I don't know, but yeah.
But well, yeah, like at least like a little bit of
Yeah.
base knowledge would be helpful to
Yes.
compete internationally, right? But yeah,
Exactly.
well, you cannot change it.
Yeah, of
If
course.
otherwise, you need to take the charge of organizing the event. But
Yes. Yeah. I should need like to organize a separate competition, apart from the organization. But because yeah, because I tried to help that organization and they don't really want me to be inside. So yeah, I should maybe organize something apart. Maybe, I don't know, maybe next year. We will see.
Okay. Nice. But will you still compete at the Spanish Nationals then, or will you skip that
Nope.
completely?
Because believe it or not, we are like 3 months out and we still don't have a fixed date of the competition, which
Oh.
is extremely bad. I mean, like, I don't even know how can this happen. Like, it was supposed to be the 22nd and 23rd of June, which is the same date as the French national, I think, or at least the French classifier. And like previous week, they told me, no, it's going to be the 1st and 2nd of June. I was like, what the fuck? But they still said, oh, it's still not fixed. So we still don't know, which is very, very sad. And that's also one more thing that made me say, okay, what the fuck are they doing? I'm going to go outside to compete because I cannot
Cannot
like
wait
adapt my
until.
blocks and everything of training blocks to whatever they decide. So yeah, that's something I don't like. Also the marketing, the Instagram of the Association of Spain, it's very, very bad organized. And so there's no info there. I mean, I have to create groups to explain things to people because otherwise there's no info, which is very sad.
Yeah, and you still want to push the Spanish community there, right?
Yeah, of course, we have very good lifters here in Spain, and but yeah, the organization is not very good in my opinion right now.
Do you know any other lifters from Spain that will, for example, compete at German Open or at any other qualifier that to go to final rep?
Yes, hopefully we have, Kiara, I think it was in your category class, the second one. And she hopefully will go, I don't think, to Belgium maybe to compete to classify for the final rep. I would love to see her going there because I think she's a very good lifter and she has to go to final rep.
Yeah, for sure. She's great.
And also there were a couple of guys who were very interested on in going to final rep, and hopefully they will find a way to compete outside Spain also to go to final rep. So I don't know much more, only about these guys, but yeah, we will see.
But you will be the only one coming to Germany.
Yes, because I joined very last minute because you close like the registration period super early, which is crazy. I mean, it's good, it's totally fine,
We're
but
German, you know, we are on time.
it's totally fine. So yeah, I registered like super very last minute, and yeah, that's why I'm the only one coming.
Okay. And I think there comes also a question. That's why I know that Mar is probably your girlfriend, is it?
Yes.
Does she join you, or will she also compete at?
We thought about she joining the German championship, but as we are coming alone, she and I we decided that it was better for her to be looking out for me and helping me with my competition, because otherwise I would need to be focused on her, helping her, and then she would need. And it's
Yeah,
not optimal, and she
true.
will just be competing probably in Spain. But as we still don't know the date, it's I don't know, it's very bad. I mean, that's something
Okay.
horrible. So maybe she will be going also abroad to compete. So it would be ideal for us to compete both in the competition, but as we're coming alone, we cannot
Yeah,
afford to do that.
makes sense.
But hopefully next year she will for sure join because she's very strong and she's getting very good lifts recently.
Yeah,
So I'm
just saw a
excited to
dip
see.
of her. I think we're also 55 kg or
Yeah,
something, right?
57.5, and but she's ready for 60 and probably 62 for June. So yeah,
Nice.
she's getting strong, slowly but surely getting strong.
Which weight class is she?
Same as you, 63.
I move up this year, so I will go to minus
Oh,
1750.
but so
But
yes, 63, yeah.
okay, so then also one question was related to you and your girlfriend, which is, do you think that Mar and you can reclaim the title of the strongest streetlifting couple still? Because now Jan and Mary, I don't know if you know the two.
I don't know them.
They are from Czechoslovakia, and they are the Jan is the minus, I mean, the plus 94 kg class ch world champion. The guy with the
From
300 kilo squat at Worlds.
the guy from 300 kilo squat.
Yes,
Holy
he and
shit.
his girlfriend, they will both also compete at German Open. So
Oh, okay. So yeah, they're probably stronger just because of the 300 kilo squat. But yes, we are on the we'll keep track of this and hopefully become the strongest couple. Yeah.
you will work together to become stronger than these two.
Exactly. Yes.
Nice. Okay, so then I'll check if I have any further questions from Instagram here. One last one. Do you think that pull-ups is cheating like sumo deadlift and should it be banned from competition? Well,
I have an idea of who wrote that one. I mean, like at the beginning, there were only pull-ups and dips, so chin-ups were added later because of the mobility claims and everything. Because there's people who cannot overcome the bar with pull-ups. But in my opinion, if that people grip wider, they would be able to overcome the bar. I cannot also overcome the bar if I grip like that. I need to actually grip the bar wider. Like the more advanced you are, the wider you need to open the grip, basically because you have more muscle mass, generally less mobility, so you need to wider grip. So I mean, I don't really care about having chin-ups and pull-ups in a competition, basically because the strongest lifters, we all do pull-ups, because I think that maybe for chin-ups it's easier to start and to reach to a certain level. I'm talking about the male. About the female, I think it's more optimal to do chin-ups because it has greater transference, for example, to the ring muscle up. But for the men, I think it has more sense to do pull-ups. I think for lifting very heavy weights, it's more optimal.
So now I've got to ask, what is your girlfriend doing? Is he doing chin-ups or
Well,
pull-ups?
she's doing pull-ups, but just because she likes doing pull-ups. But
Okay.
I think this block she had some chin-ups, and basically, it was the same level as pull-ups, and she has never done pull-ups before, which is quite impressive. But no, she will be still training for pull-ups. Yep.
Okay, but then would say like that in generally if we want to become stronger, we should all switch to pull-ups at some point, or not, maybe not the girls, but at least the guys.
The thing is that if you have been doing pull chin-ups for a very long time, like some of the top athletes that do chin-ups, it's very, very hard to go to pull-ups. Basically, because the step down is so big. Maybe if you can chin up 90 kilos, maybe your pull-up is around 70 to 75, which is a very big gap. So I think it's harder to do a transition to pull-ups, but maybe necessary if you really want to go to 100 plus kilos. If it's the other way around, for example, for myself, if I started doing chin-ups, I would probably destroy my biceps because I'm not used to, being in that position. So I would also need to take a step down and build from there. But I think it would be faster for me to reach higher weights with chin-ups than someone who's been doing chin-ups and want to go for pull-up. But yeah, I just think it's better to pull up for heavier weights. I mean, if you look at the heaviest lifts from final rep, I think the only one with 100 kilos or more doing chin-ups was the guy from France, Everyday Training. The other ones are doing, everyone's doing pull-up, which I don't know. In my opinion, it's better for lifting heavier weights.
Okay, then maybe we soon see only pull-ups. But here in Germany, at least, like what Micha, for example, you know him maybe from King of
Yes,
Weighted,
of course.
he says that in future more and more people will switch to chin-ups instead of pull-ups, because when you get more muscular, it will be more difficult to get the chin over the bar
With pull-ups.
with pull-ups.
Well, for example, for myself, I don't think I can add more muscle mass. Right now, I'm thinking at my peak of muscle mass. So I don't think I will. I mean, my grip is pretty wide. So, but I think I won't need to go wider. So I think it's totally fine for me. At least, for example, for me, it's totally fine. Like, I don't know. I just find chin-ups worse. I mean, you can grind more with a chin-up, With a pull-up, it's more explosive movement. That's why also people who has better pull-up has also maybe better muscle up because
Yeah.
of the explosivity and everything.
Makes
But
sense.
you know, I don't know. I will never switch to chin-ups. That's
Okay.
I would prefer to stop doing isolifting rather than switching to chin-ups. So.
Ooh, okay, that's a word. I hope everyone heard that now. And if we ever see you doing chin-ups, then they will all come back to this podcast and say, "You said
No,
once,
no,
I
no.
will never do."
I would never do that. No. Like, no sense for me. I just like doing pull-ups.
Okay, got your word now.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so then I actually got one more question, but I forgot that. Do you think that someone will reach this year a 600 kilo kg total in whatever weight class?
Probably like the guy from Italy, the overall winner of final rep, Xavier. I
Yeah.
mean, he was super close to that. And if
True.
you see his third attempts, for example, in squat, he had more margin. So I think that it's possible for him to reach 600 this year. Maybe some other athletes are also within reach of 600. Not me, for example, but some others. I think it's not this year for me. Maybe the next one I will be able to reach. But yes, I would like to see, and I hope to see someone doing 600 this year.
So, what's your potential goal for the Europeans? Do you have any total in mind that you want to reach?
I have no total in mind. I mean, in my spreadsheet of coaching with my coach, in the goals, I have 600 total as a goal for this year. But you know, you always have to aim higher. I have no idea. Like, it all depends in how my squat goes from here to November. Because if I am able to, I don't know, squat 245, for example, for the last attempt, that's already 25 kilos more than my previous year of total, which if you add it, I'm like super close to 585, 590, which just by adding 5 kilos more in the dips, 2.5 on the pull and 2.5 on the muscle up, I already have 600. So it basically all depends on my squat. So
So now you just gotta learn to squat, and then the
exactly.
600 kg total is in.
I need to learn to squat first, exactly. So I don't know. Like doing better than last year, than the previous year would be already fine for me.
Okay. Do you feel like that the training for squats does affect somehow the upper body lift, for example, in regeneration or something like this?
Yes, obviously. Like, obviously, I mean, that's obvious. No doubt about this. Of course. First of all, because of the position that you need to get to put down the squat, it's not very optimal for the shoulders and the chest. More for me that I have problems, for example, it's not very optimal. And also, it's very common to have pain in the elbows from doing a squat from that position. If you add muscle ups and squats, it's not very good for the elbows, for example. Also, the overall fatigue that you get in the body and the nervous system, it's super high. So yeah, it really affects adding squats.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, I can definitely agree on that, but I never not squatted. I squatted my
Yeah.
whole life roughly, so I don't have
That's
any
very nice.
I don't cannot connect it some to
Yeah.
the way how it would be if I never squatted before, but yeah.
Exactly. And people need to know that because on Instagram you see very crazy lifts, but there's people who's only training for that specific lift. And so they need to like people need to acknowledge that, hey, this guy, apart from that, is also doing squats and improving all the four lifts at the same time, which is way harder than just focusing on, for example, one lift at a time.
For sure. Would you
Yeah.
say that you could still be interested in the classic old street lifting style where we just had pull-ups and dips? Would you still
No, no,
compete in
no.
such a competition?
No. I think it has no sense. I would prefer by far the all four format. Yeah.
Do you still have in Spain two lift competitions?
Yes, we still have. And I talked to the organization. I told them that they should remove it or maybe just allow it from people who has just started. Or maybe do like in Italy that they have pull up, dip, and squat without the muscle up for people who's starting with it within the sport, which I found it's very interesting to just remove the muscle up. But you know, having only the two upper body exercises, like, I mean, I don't know, everybody can do squat, even if it's body weight. I mean, I guess it has no
True.
sense to just have the other two exercises. And also, it delays the competitions. It's harder to organize the competition because you have people doing only two lifts than people doing four lifts, and it's harder to to, you know, to have the proper flies and everything for the competition. So yeah, it doesn't have that much point.
So you
But
have like a competition where you can do both, where you can decide
yeah.
if you want to do two lift or four lift.
Exactly. So, like for example, you start with a muscle up, and there are six lifters. Then you go to pull ups, and suddenly you are nine lifters. So the resting time is longer and everything. So
Okay.
yeah, it's pretty bad. I just told them, bro, just like delete it or just add it for, I don't know, for specific people who is just starting, you know.
Yeah, like this is like yeah, a bit strange way of organizing a competition,
Yeah,
but
exactly. Wherever.
well, then I hope you will get it through at some point and teach
Yeah, hopefully.
the Spanish people how to organize a proper event.
Yes. We have a competition here in Spain next week. It's going to be the qualifier for the nationals in Spain. So we'll
I
see
so
how it
you need to
goes.
qualify up for nationals in Spain?
Yes. I qualified in November, but
Okay.
I won't be going now. If I had known, I wouldn't have gone. But I didn't know that I was going to go to Germany to compete. So.
Well, better save the spot and
Yeah. And moreover, I classified to the 94 kilo category.
Ah, there you plan to go up or
No. I just went to 94 because I didn't feel like cutting for the competition, and I didn't care. Maybe then to the nationals, I would have gone to the -94, but weighting 87.1 or something like that.
okay, so but you
Just for
would
the
still
muscle
need to
up.
compete at the same class then, right? So it's
Yes.
same rules as for worlds or for Europeans then.
Exactly, yeah. But as I come to Germany, I will do the cut properly and go to the 87. Yes.
Yeah, okay, makes sense. Cool. So from my side, I think I have mostly all questions at least I got from Instagram and also from my side. Do you have anything further to say to the community?
Well, I have not much to say. It's been a pleasure being here, and yes, I don't know if people have questions, just like text me on Instagram. I usually answer to more or less everybody. So yeah,
Mostly everybody.
yes, mostly everybody. If someone asks something stupid, I don't answer, obviously. But yeah, I try to answer to everybody. People is surprised, like when I answer, it's like, whoa, I didn't expect you to answer. Thank you very much. And I was like, bro, why I shouldn't answer? You know, like I have
Well,
time.
I mean, you have quite a lot of followers on Instagram, right?
Yeah, 44 or something like that, 45.
That's it.
But
I think people don't expect people that have like
yeah.
such an amount of follower to read even your DMs, so
Yes. But as I don't post much, my Instagram is not very active, so I have time to check everything.
so how did you gain all your followers when you're not really active?
Well, it's because when I post, it's usually like a very crazy video of, for example, me lifting 51 kilo of muscle up, something like that. So it gets shared a lot, and I gain lots of followers. And I post lots of stories of my workouts, so that's why I guess people follows me. I don't know.
But do you like work as like an influencer or with any codes or something? Do you gain any money via Instagram?
Like I am an athlete from Gornation. So yeah, I have like the sponsor with them, and I have codes with them, and I post stories with the code and everything. But basically, my advertising is more of like wearing everything of the brand, and people just by repetition seeing me and with the brand. Basically, I mean, if I'm using the brand, I think it's the best. It's something people will consider when they have to buy, for example, a belt or whatever. So.
Yeah, true. So you're not that kind of person that always says, "Yeah, now let's go and buy these
No,
things."
I hate this. I hate this, and Gornation knows this, for example, because we've known each other for a very long time. So yeah, we manage that way of marketing.
Okay. Well, then I assume you don't have any influencer code to advertise for now, apart from your Gornation code, then
Yeah, I have
probably.
the Gornation code, and yeah, nothing much else for
What
advertising.
is the Gonation code? So if anyone wants to buy something from
Yeah, of
Gonation,
course. It's super easy. It's my name, Pera, Pere.
really easy. Yeah, true.
Yeah, easier impossible. So yeah.
Perfect. So then one last question. You said before that you also work as an online coach. So do you still take any new coaches at the moment, or if someone is interested in getting coached by you?
Yes, sure. I'm always open to have new athletes in my team, and now that I have the new platform, like it's easier for me to calculate all the workloads and everything, so I have more time to invest in, for example, new athletes. So yeah, I'm open to new collaboration with people, yeah.
Right. So, and the only requirement is to speak English properly or Spanish.
No, yeah, English and Spanish. I think that with these two languages, I cover more or less the entire globe. But I have people who doesn't speak very good English, for example, from Poland and this, and communication is a bit difficult. But yeah, I mean, we managed to do
Just
it
to
anyway.
manage to
Yep.
survive. Okay, cool. So then, if you can maybe give me your website later, then I can share that also in the podcast show notes. So if you're
Yes, of
interested
course.
in getting coached by Pere, check out the show notes. And other than that, I think I've got it all. Thanks for taking the time. It was really interesting to talk to
A
you.
pleasure, yes. Thank you
And
very
I'm
much.
looking forward to seeing you in Germany then.
Yes, of course. See you in June.
Thanks for listening today. If you liked the podcast, I would highly appreciate it if you would leave a 5-star rating and share it across your community to make the sport grow further. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell so you will never miss a new episode. Stay active and hope to hear you soon.